Hi, my name is Harshvardhan Verma and I am a program manager at Microsoft. With this video tutorial, I will give you a walkthrough of how you can deploy and personalize the new HTML self-service portal in Service Manager 2016. To begin the installation, pick Service Manager self-service portal from main setup screen, then go through the license agreement and accept it. After that, pick the path where you want to install the self-service portal. Now let the system check for the prerequisites and make sure all of them are installed. Now configure the website name, the service manager management server name which you will be connecting to, the port on which portal website will be running, and also point it to the certificate in case if you are enabling SSL encryption. Now provide the details for service manager administrator credentials which will be used by IaaS service for accessing service manager data. Here, now read the policy about Service Manager capturing diagnostic and usability data and learn about how you can control your privacy. Now provide your preferences for Microsoft Update. Then at last, verify all the details and start the installation. This is how the basic installation of self-service portal looks like, and now you can begin with the customizations. First, go to the web.config file which is in your portal's website installation directory, and here you can find some of the basic customization options which can help you in personalizing the self-service portal. You can read more about all these properties by visiting the link which is appearing on the screen. Now save the web.config file with all the customizations and restart your website for those changes to be absorbed. On refreshing the web page, you will find all the changes which we have made in web.config file, the title, the phone number and the email ID. We can also perform advanced personalization for portal's appearance by overriding the existing style sheets. For this, first create a new file named custom.css in the shown path. Now pick the stylesheet element from main.css file and take it to custom.css file for overriding its properties. This way you can personalize your self-service portal to meet the requirements of your organizations. If interested, then you can learn more about advanced deployment topologies and the customization options available for self-service portal by visiting the link given on the screen.